coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I'm sick to death of cocaine dealers always sticking their business in other people's noses.
That's funny. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we are dedicated to choosing a popular phrase. Do I say phrase or do I say idiom? Popular saying. Take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its origins, its usage, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is not Skinny. I'll tell you that right now.
And I am also not Skinny. This is so good. I've been baking a ton.
Have you?
Yeah. No.
No. Well, you got to look for it. What made you decide to wear what you're wearing?
I'm preparing for, it was a special girl's 60th birthday, and so I thought I'd dress up.
And she's going to freak when she sees this.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's, I'm definitely showing her this. She'll be like, what? That's my stuff.
She's like, is he just rifling through my things? Well, whatever. Whoever's in charge can pick what happens.
Whatever's right?
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. So if you're in charge,
you just pick what happens.
Well, then let's use that to say this.
You know what? Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. And that is from the classic Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Not that any of you who listened saw that coming. Because I accidentally...
mistakes happen.
Played that last week.
You're too hard on yourself. I was thinking about, in terms of dealer's choice, it's fun in, like, I'm sure we're going to get to it in Origins, but playing cards is fun.
Yeah.
Dealer's choice.
This is a revelation to you. Hey, everybody out there, this just in.
Cards?
Playing cards. Fun.
Well...
Do you have a favorite card game? Like standard playing cards card game?
If we had just a deck of cards, I would play Big Two.
Wow. I don't think I've played that game in 15 years.
Yeah. It was a very youth groupy kind of game.
I would have to be retaught it for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing magical going on there. And the fascinating thing why Dealer's Choice is that there are variants in the rules. So like some
in Big Two as well?
Like a great many games have like, don't when you're playing Monopoly, you do this. It's like, no, that's not a rule.
Yeah.
It's like, no, well, we do that. It's
yeah.
Like, so is it whoever's in charge makes the rules?
It's the house rules, yeah. House rules. Like, do you get to keep free parking money?
Which
technically is not a Monopoly rule.
Is there free parking money? Yes, for like things like the beauty pageant, but people are dropping 500s in there. I don't know. Is that a rule?
We always play that there's free parking, yeah.
Like the 500 bucks, though?
Well, if it comes off of the cards, chance, or community chest, it goes into the middle.
Yes. So, yes. But the 500 bucks is like, that could be like a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we always play that way.
These other ones, because... So
it's a game changer. Like, 500 bucks isn't put it into the middle, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Some people put 500 bucks into the middle every time... Like, so, you landed on free parking, and you get whatever's in the middle, a new $500 bill goes in.
Oh, they replenish it.
Yes.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, so that's some people's house rule on
I do
free
remember
parking.
That version, but it was a 50.
Okay.
But no, we typically, it's got to build up on its own based on the cards.
Right. Well, depending on your upbringing, 50, 500.
Yeah.
I could see that. There's one for settlers.
Oh, yeah.
Where some people will do, you get the resources from both of your towns. Where you place your piece on both of your towns, not just your second, when you put down your second city.
I can't remember the rules well enough for this.
The tile of grids, you put your house down and it's connected to two or three properties or whatever.
Right.
That your second piece placement, you'll get all the resources touching that house on the second piece placement.
Okay.
Some people do it for both.
Is that just speed up the game a little bit?
It starts you off with some more things. Also, sevens don't count for the first two rounds so that you can't, choke somebody down.
We have maybe we're talking about too obscure of games, but you know the card game Dutch Blitz?
Oh, yeah.
So my family, we played it all the time growing up. Mm-hmm. And we
only use one hand?
No. Well, that too. That is a rule for putting it out there. But on your, I don't know what the terms are, but you've got the three cards in front of you, depending on how many people are playing.
Oh, yeah.
And then your stack that you're trying to get, your home pile that you're trying to get rid of.
Yes.
So the three...
Yes.
We play that you can
build
down on it.
Yes, you can.
Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Yeah.
nobody in the world plays that way. It's in the rules.
It is in the rules.
But I remember playing somewhere else other than my home and going, dee, 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 building. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Yeah, it can lock you up sometimes. But
You're just trying to get rid of your stack.
Right.
Yeah, so you definitely want to free up your stack.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I guess house rules, dealer's choice. We'll get into why it's called dealer's choice for other things. Like, so as an idiom, dealer's choice basically means, so this is the way I heard it put in some of the descriptions was the person paying decides. So for example, hey, can I buy you lunch? Yeah, sure. What do you want? Dealer's choice. Because I'm paying.
Nice.
I pick for you.
This is a, if you're driving in my car, I get to sing lead on the songs.
Okay.
That is the deal. I think everybody should.
I have to sing backup.
It's a house rule.
I cannot sing the lead of the song. I must do the doo-wops only.
I sing lead in my car.
What does that mean for you?
So if song goes on and.
We can't sing lead?
It's I don't know if other way I can say it. I just said it.
I know
if it's my car,
I'm singing lead. I'm asking, can I sing with you?
Are you singing lead?
Yeah.
Who gets to sing lead?
You do.
That's right. The end.
The end. Like you weren't excluding people by that statement is what I was asking.
Oh, you can sing backup for me. But if it's in my car, I'm singing lead.
Okay, got it. What about if it's in your car, who chooses music?
I think driver.
Driver's choice.
Driver's choice.
Dealer's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems to make sense.
Totally.
And so my daughter is fantastic for overtaking. Like she just says all my music sucks. Yeah, that's why I wrote her out of the will.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to listen to whatever garbage she likes. It's terrible. But I can't. Well, how can I sing lead if I don't know the music?
You should keep that rule anyway.
Just sing over top of it.
You get to sing lead.
This song is garbage.
Yeah, car, I sing lead. You can pick the music, but I sing lead.
That's funny.
We used to do this thing on youth group bus trips.
Yep.
Where somebody would have to get up in front of the bus right next to the driver and they'd put on headphones and listen to some song and hold the bus microphone. And
it's like karaoke?
Yeah, but the bus can't hear the music. Only the person singing can hear the music.
Wow.
And so it is funnier than you'd think.
Yeah, it sounds pretty funny.
So, and you got to go for it whether you know the song or not.
This is always the classic when you're driving with people and then you turn the volume off.
Yeah, I see. Exactly.
They're singing, it's like, it's always like Journey or some Don't Stop Believing before it starts belting it out.
Just right at that.
Yeah, violent. Just that moment. Just,
don't stop. What are you doing?
Just ruined it like, for everybody.
That's funny. Driver's choice, dealer's choice applies to games. It applies to whatever. Dealer's choice just means you're in control of who's getting what and how they're getting it.
It's like the idiom for control freaks.
Right. Except it's usually offered. Like, it's usually offered to the person.
Like,
what can I get you? What do you got? Dealer's choice.
Yeah, I don't care who sings in my car, but I do like singing in my car.
All of that, and you don't care?
Yeah, I don't care. Huh. No, because I just want...
It was a lot. Sometimes, there was a lot going on in that conversation.
Sometimes we'll flip over to... And this is a little tidbit for everyone. Totally use this.
Why didn't you wear this
put your phone...
It was only 2 weeks ago, I think, for Baker's Dozen.
That's a good show. I didn't know. I don't think she had it then.
Okay, fair enough. What were you going to say?
Is you put your phone up to stream your music.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. But then you can turn it sideways and play YouTube.
Right.
And then so you can do karaoke. Yeah. And with the words going by, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Spotify has a lyrics setting.
Oh, really?
So it's just like a screen of lyrics if you want. Yeah. So same. Not when I'm driving. That would be dangerous. But only when
my
daughter with Down syndrome is driving. I'm in the passenger seat. Then I can use the karaoke setting.
Speaking of daughter with Down syndrome.
Yes.
Okay. So she had her 16th birthday.
This is great.
Okay. So she had her 16th birthday.
And you made her a promise.
I did. While she was still 15.
Uncle Skinny made a promise.
I said, while she was 15, I said, when you turn 16, I will take you driving. You want to do that? Yeah, I want to do that. Okay. So she was over visiting my girls the other day, and you were tied up with something. It was Valentine's Day or
13th. The day before, 13th. Yeah.
Oops. And so I'm like, let's do this. And so I'm just because with her like Down syndrome, I'm not sure what she's grabbing and not grabbing as like I yeah. like it's hard enough like just teaching people how to drive. I'm like, hope you're catching all the details. Like yeah. we'll do our best here. Okay, so I got my daughter in the back filming. I'm in the passenger seat working the pedals with my left leg, which is like you're just trying to get all that sorted out, and she's steering. She did a bang up job.
I saw the video. I didn't know you were gonna do it. I was like, you've got my daughter, see you in a few hours.
Yeah, so we get into okay, like, so I'm gonna do this. Okay, so like rule one is you always have to ask like the adult if you can drive, because I'm like, what's going to happen is she's going to take your keys, jump in your Jeep, and plow right through the guy's house or something. So I'm like, you always have to ask. Okay. We got seatbelts. Okay. Seatbelts on. Okay. And we're off in this direction. She is doing like crossover to like her hands, so, like her crossing over, like it's not her first time.
Wow.
She must have just been observing you all these years.
Maybe.
And yeah. doing it. And so, yeah, we did like a bunch of laps of the parking lot. She did great. And she's so funny because she's like, I know what I'm doing, Vince.
Yeah.
She's like every 5 seconds. Okay, we're just going to go this way.
I know what I'm doing, Vince. I can hear her. I know what I'm doing. I'm 16.
I'm an adult now, she says.
Okay.
Yeah, so funny. I'm not a kid anymore. Okay, so we're just going to turn down here. Turn. I know what I'm doing, Vince. It's like, and she did. She did a great job.
That's so great. Yeah, I watched the video. One of the funny ones was when you guys were out of the vehicle, mm-hmm. and I guess you were assessing how she parked.
Yeah.
But your daughter's filming in the car.
Yeah.
And Zoe says, she's like narrating. She's like, so my dad just asked her, how do you think you parked? And as they're getting out of the car, she says, I think I parked terrible. Did she park terrible?
So the first time, she parked like directly on the line.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know if she was like confused
lining
as to
up with the line, yeah.
Yeah, as to like the premise of the goal. Second time, right between the lines.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, that's pretty good for anybody who's learning to drive.
And then I didn't notice until I rewatched them that there's a section where you had her drive in reverse.
We pulled up to something. I'm like let's just back this up just in case. Okay, you have to look behind you. Okay. Okay, look over your shoulder.
She was
okay,
doing legit shoulder.
I know what I'm doing, Vince. Here we go. Okay. Well, I got confused a couple of times when I was coming in like a little too quick, and I'm like concerned that I pressed on the gas instead of the brake with my left foot.
Because you're reaching over, yeah.
I'm like reaching over the console with my left leg. Like, yeah, it was all backwards. Anyways, she was great.
Did you also have one hand on the e-brake?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not completely nuts.
I love that you did that. She's been wanting driving lessons since she turned 15. Like, because everybody says that to you. Like, your next birthday is 16. Oh, you're going to drive? Like, everybody, that's what everybody says. So she's like, I want driving lessons when I turn 16. So I've said yes all the way along. Like, we'll figure out something. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll probably not get professional driving lessons, obviously, but...
She doesn't need them because she knows what she's doing.
That's right. So I'm like, but I drive a Jeep that's standard. I'm like,
she's never driving that thing.
Can't even take her to a parking lot.
No, that thing's hard to drive anyway.
So I was thrilled that you did that with her because I was like, oh, maybe we could borrow mom's car.
It was my pleasure.
So because she hasn't asked for it since. Like,
oh, got it right out of her system. It.
Like I've driven now. I'm good.
Perfect.
Yeah, but it also wasn't scary.
She was so sweet. She was so. I know. We're just carrying on.
The day that she's not
what's,
here.
What's the podcast about today?
Dealer's Choice. That means we can talk about anything we want.
Okay.
Unlike every other week where we're committed to the subject.
She'd be like, I'm doing it, Zoe. I'm doing it. I'm like, and when I'm watching the videos later, I'm like, my heart's melting.
I'm doing it.
I'm so happy right now. Thank you, Vince.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty great.
Yeah,
90% of the time.
Yeah, that's the only part I get to see, so that's all I care about.
That's great. I love it. Appreciate that. Appreciate you.
I did come across this regarding dealers. Dealer's Choice. I'm sick to death of cocaine dealers always sticking their business in other people's noses.
That's funny. That's creative. Wow.
And with that,
that's
we should...
like a next level dad joke because it's, yeah. it's a pun, but
it's layered.
It's a little dark.
Well, with that, we should get into where this actually came from,
if you want.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is another one of those weeks where it's not that there's not origin stories. It's just we've basically covered the origin story already because it obviously comes from card playing.
Cards.
Like there's no other place it could come from. It's a legitimate idiom because you say it like...
You pick.
Yeah, you pick. It's dealer's choice, whether it cards are involved or not. Like, you want an ice cream? Yeah, I'd love one. What do you want? Dealer's choice.
Right.
Like, I'm not deciding. Whatever you pick. So dealer's choice is, let's go into the official meaning of dealer's choice. It's a style of poker where every player may deal a different variant. So take turns being dealer. As the deal passes clockwise around the table, each player occupying the dealer position chooses whatever variant is their preference, or whether it's their preference and at all, they get to decide. It's either played just for the current hand or for an entire round. It's a common choice for home games. Not so much going to find this at the casino. Dealer's choice. I guess it's always dealer's choice at the casino because it's the same dealer.
You just know what you're getting into in advance.
But it's more of a home game because the tone of game can usually change and get stupid or
there's games like that purposely where you generate rules.
Well, there's like
you play a whole round.
What's and the then game? Have you ever played Flux?
Flux. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So Flux, and there are other just a deck of card versions where it's you introduce a rule, but you don't tell anybody what the rule is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so if they break the rule, then they're penalized in some way and they're left wondering why. So, for example, ones I've seen, we're getting rid of our cards. And then if you put your cards, like I saw a person put their cards down on the table and then they begin talking. And then anytime anyone else talked, then they were penalized with more cards. And so their rule was that your cards had to be on the table for you to talk.
Oh, before you could talk.
Yes. And so
what kind of game is this?
It's just, you make it up. You just literally make up any rule. And so once that was in and you kind of discovered it, you can, very youth groupy, because then you can add people in.
And, it's like the leave the room, come back in.
Yeah, can they don't know what's going on. And so as the round finishes, maybe you're next up and, okay, I got the rule. And then we keep playing. So we're trying to figure
meanwhile,
out.
Meanwhile, you're playing poker?
Or
whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's more like in that big two, like suits of cards.
Something like, that can do a few laps.
Multi-lap, yeah. Anyways.
That's great. That's smart. I would enjoy that. I thought it was funny that they made a note that it's dealer's choice where everyone takes turns is rarely found online. And reason being that you can't have that many creative algorithms within a game to mix it up. Like, it just doesn't really work. And I'm like,
we played games here and stuff.
I guess you got to mention it.
The rules say this, but we thought this was actually more fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which, fair enough. I did come across another one called Hobson's Choice.
Okay.
And the premise, they had some backstory on it was like it's this antithesis of dealer's choice. Hobson's Choice was you get a choice, but one of the choices was completely terrible. So like in the vein of take it or leave it, I'll give you two choices. Do you want to take it or do you want to leave it?
Okay.
And that's a Hobson's Choice. And so usually it's bound between two choices, but one is awful.
Is this within still a card game?
No. It's just a whole nother like branch of things. It's a Hobson's Choice. So it's like what do you want for dinner? It's like the fake choice. It's an illusion of choice. Do you want stuff from out of the garbage?
Totally. Or do that with my daughter.
Or do you want some peanut butter?
100%.
Yeah.
Do you want something super spicy or do you want this casserole? Casserole. Which she would never have picked otherwise.
Right. That's called a Hobson's Choice.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about just random, there's also Sophie's Choice.
Sorry,
got him. Got him. Got
him. That's a good one.
So dealer's choice games, they'll break from the typical forms of poker or whatever, and sometimes that'll include wild cards or kill cards or just variations to the rules, whatever. So depending on the house rules, dealers may also call card games that are not really true poker variants. Like we already said, we already named a few card games that are not poker, but it does come from, that's the origin. If there's an origin story at all, it comes from poker, even though you need a dealer in a variety of games. But AC Deucey, do you know that game? Or Screw Your Neighbor?
Nope.
Screw Your Neighbor is like, it's another Trump game, I think.
Okay.
We used to play it on the road. I just can't remember the actual rules. But anyway, where you can have variants if you want to fudge it a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah. So not a long or particularly interesting origin story, but it comes from poker, and I had fun researching it.
Well, that was exciting. Well, within all that, we have to be mindful of the time to get you guys out in proper order. So we should probably head into the final stretches here.
Well, I'm happy to do so. Riddling. Whoa. Let's turn that down a little bit. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. It requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week, just a week ago, when we were doing the idiom Leaps and Bounds, we left you with this one. Something you're told to do after a great performance and is the idiom Leaps and Blank. Something you're told to do after a great performance and is the idiom Leaps and Blank. Do you have any idea?
I'm going to go with Take a Bound.
Bounds, yeah.
Take a Bounds.
Leaps and Bounds. But yeah, it's not Take a Bow. It's not Bounds. It's Take a Bounds.
Take a Bounds.
It wasn't my favorite Riddle Link, but that was the one we left dangling out there.
Yeah, and now that I've heard it, totally get why it's not your favorite.
Your support is overwhelming. I had somebody posted something the other day, and I just thought of it because I said overwhelming. It's like, why have we never figured out how to be just perfectly whelmed?
Right, I'm so whelmed.
You're either underwhelmed or you're overwhelmed. Have you ever said, I am whelmed?
I'm just whelmed right now. Exactly.
Which made me go, what is whelm in the first place?
You're going to have to get your goggles going.
Next week.
Okay. Monty Hall's show about the person in charge making the rules. Monty Hall's show about the person in charge makes the rules.
Let's see. It's a television game show that's been hosted by both Monty Hall and Wayne Brady and allows the one passing out the cards to make up the rules. I got the same one. So
you want to save that for the end?
Should we answer it or should we leave it?
No,
I'm pretty sure you don't have my next one.
I don't. You have. You died and you won't have.
All right, so we'll come back. We'll repeat it at the end.
Well, that could be the final one.
Yeah, we'll repeat it.
Okay, so
give me your new one.
I'll start off with a new one. A six-year-old boy and his plush toy tiger. Choose that.
Wow.
Or nothing.
Oh.
A six-year-old boy and his plush toy tiger. Choose that. Or nothing.
That's got to be Calvin and Sophie's Choice. Calvin and Hobson's Choice.
Calvin and Hobson's Choice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nice reference. Okay, I got one for you. Where did I put it here? The Nazi police love five-card stud. The wow. Nazi police love five-card stud.
I'm going to go with Gestapoker.
That's it.
Wow. The Gestapoker.
You like it, don't you?
No, it sounds like there's a skit potentially in here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I see nothing.
That'd be a good name.
I know nothing.
That'd be a good variant on poker. Okay, we're not playing poker. We're playing Gestapoker.
Well, illegitimate children, reach out to us on that last one on Instagram.
No, you play Gestapoker, but it's goldfish. It's like, do you have a six?
I'll ask the questions. That's the whole thing.
That's it. You never get to play. Slam the door.
Do you have an eight? Nine.
You win. You win with the puns.
Reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
You have like playing cards, but instead of all the different suits, they're just all swastikas. Just all. All right. The one we're going to leave hanging out there. Here it is. Oh, we already said it. It's, do you want my version or yours?
Yours.
Okay. A television game show that has been hosted by both Monty Hall and Wayne Brady and allows the one passing out the cards to make up the rules. One more time. A television game show that has been hosted by both Monty Hall and Wayne Brady and allows the one passing out the cards to make up the rules.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Boom shakalaka.
Well, it's fun putting today's episode together. Hope you enjoyed it.
I know I did.
Yes. And of all the people that enjoyed it, that's the two of them.
That makes two of us.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
And now from the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas,
yes,
it's Dealer's Choice with your favorite dealer, Jack Clark.
Wow. That's an oldie.
That's 3 minutes gone.